Thank you so much. It's very good to be back with you today. To be honest, I really didn't think I was going to come back this soon. But several months ago, my daughter came to me and she says, "Daddy, please take me to Africa." So I said, "Okay." And here we are. Our time is very short today. But before I even open the word, I want to really encourage you again. You meet in here every day. And that is so good. I'm so encouraged that my friend Pastor Robert is coming here to teach you. I've known him only through the email, through a few days last year, and through a few more days now. But I know him to be a true man of God who loves the Lord and loves to teach. And you should know that when I stand here today, I stand here in submission to Pastor Robert. When I am in Mombasa, he is my pastor. Amen. When I was here last year, I remember what we talked about, and it was an encouragement to people who are working. It was an encouragement to walk in step with the Lord, and to stay away from the sins of the world when you go into the workplace. And I want to continue that message today. And if I come back next year, we'll continue that message next year. But really, it's the message that the Lord has really laid on my heart. Not just for people in the workplace, but for people everywhere. Is that we have to learn what it means to walk with the Lord all the time. We have to put an end to what I call Sunday morning Christianity. A Christianity that only is Sunday morning is no Christian. So I want to look at several verses that help us with that. First, if we start in the book of Luke, chapter 18. And if you're taking notes, write down the whole parable that starts at verse 2 and leads up to verse 8. I don't have time to go through the parable, but Jesus is teaching about the importance of prayer. And at the very end of that parable, he says this in verse 8. He says, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on earth? When the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith? And when I read that, I couldn't believe what I was reading. Jesus knows how many churches there will be today. He knows how many people will be worshiping on Sunday morning. In churches all over the world. And yet he says, will I really find any faith? And that made me think we need to understand what faith really is. Because I said, perhaps we're missing something. And so I started asking the Lord, Lord, what is the real message of the gospel? And I found in his word, he tells us very clearly what the gospel is. In Romans chapter 5. We're going to just read one verse. We're going to read verse 8, but mark down verse 9 and 10 in your notes. And go back and look at these tonight. Verse 8 says, but God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Okay.
So Christ died for a purpose. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter
5.
And we see the purpose of his death. 2 Corinthians 5, starting in verse
17.
Says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Now verse 18. Now all things are of God. Who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. And has given to us the ministry ministry of reconciliation. And continue and write, we're not going to read them, but put down verses 19 and 20. Because in here it talks about that Jesus Christ came to reconcile us back to God. And he says that this is to be our main message. Is to be reconciled back to God. Now real quickly we need to understand what that means. In the very beginning of creation, the first couple chapters of Genesis, we have to understand how much God loved us. And how much He wanted a pure and holy relationship. A relationship where He loved man and man loved Him in return. God walked with man in the garden. He took care of his needs. And he talked to him in all things that he did. And in Genesis chapter 3, sin came into the world. And if we miss this, we miss the entire point of the Bible. Is that when sin came into the world, the relationship was broken. Everything else that we read in the Bible is God calling us back into that relationship. All of the stories in the Old Testament that we read is part of God's plan to bring us back into unity. Okay, now we can see the purpose of Jesus is to bring us back into that relationship. Sin keeps us apart. Jesus died on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins. And by placing our faith in Him, we can be reconciled to God. Now the reason that is so important is that a relationship with God is an all the time thing. It is not a relationship to take God and put Him up on the shelf. It is not a relationship to give God Sunday mornings. Three, 4, or 5 hours a week is not a relationship. God did not send Jesus to die for one day a week. God sent Jesus to die so we could be with Him every single day. Turn to the book of John, chapter 15. We could probably read 20 or 30 passages that show us this. But we only have 4 more minutes. John 15, verse 4. Jesus said, abide. And abide... Go ahead. Abide means to remain in me. So he says, abide in me and I in you. That's abide in me and I in you. That's together.
He
says, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. The idea is that Jesus is a vine. And we are the branches hanging off the vine trying to bear fruit. And we can't bear fruit if we only plug into the vine one day a week. Jesus says the only way that you can bear fruit is if you remain connected to the vine. And that's each and every day. Verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Everything about Scripture, everything about the Gospel message is about a relationship. In Revelation chapter 3, a verse that we love to say when we're talking about salvation. In verse 20, he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." Now he doesn't say, "I will come in so you can put me in the closet." Or put me out back. He says, "I will come in so that I will dine with you. I would like to come in so you can karibu me in all things." He wants to be with us right like this. Let's look at two more verses. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 19. This tells us how entwined or how tight we are with God. It says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you?" "Whom you have received from God, and you are not your own." This relationship that we have with God is so intimate that true Christianity is when we are no longer our own, but we belong to God. Verse 20 says, "For you were bought at a price." And what was that price? That price was Jesus. "Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Our bodies, our soul, mind and spirit, our mouth and ears and mind all belong to God. Last verse in Galatians. Galatians Galatians chapter 2,
verse
20. And I hope you see that there's so many scripture and there's so many more that talk about this same thing.
Verse
20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, how does this help us when we go into the workplace? We have to realize that God is right here. His spirit is right in us. The life we live here and in our workplace is not even us living, but Christ living through us. So the decisions that we make in our workplace have to be the decisions that Jesus would make if he was right here. Because he is right here. We can't look at things and wonder, how would Jesus think about it? Way back over there where I left him in my room. We have to know that Jesus is right here. Right here. Right here. Right here. So each and every day that we walk, when we go into our work, when we talk to our boss, when we talk to our co-workers, or those we manage, we must do it as Christ would do it. We must live as though Christ is in us, working through us. And through that, he will be glorified. The main message I need to leave you with is the same one when we started. Is that being a Christian does not mean being a Christian on Sunday morning. That is not why Jesus died. He died so he can walk with us, holding hand in hand every step, every day, every breath. And that is the faith that Jesus wants to see when he returns. And I'm very encouraged that you continue to grow and mature through the leadership and training of Pastor Robert. And I encourage you in all that you do. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen.